From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama's trip to the Pacific next week is now on the back burner, with the battle over health care overhaul heating up on the home front. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on the White House's last-minute push to get the votes it needs.
The president was scheduled to leave next Thursday for a six-day swing to visit Guam, Australia, and Indonesia. He had hoped the House would be able to act on the health care bill before his departure. But while the House is making headway on votes on both the bill the Senate passed in December and a second bill that will encompass changes to that bill, a vote won't be possible by Thursday. So now the president will stick around, too, at least until next weekend, to aid in the arm twisting. Once the House passes both bills, the Senate will still have to pass the second bill to complete the process. Lawmakers hope that can happen by the end of the month. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
There's word President Obama will nominate the head of the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank to be vice chairman at the nation's central bank. Rachel Miro with member station KQED has more details on the woman widely considered the front runner for the Fed's number two spot.
Janet Yellen was chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisers and a member of the Fed's Board of Governors during the Clinton administration. As vice chairwoman, her salary would be less than half what she makes at the San Francisco Fed, but she would be in a pivotal position to influence the debate as the nation's economic leaders try to stimulate the economy without igniting inflation. A number of economists think the 63-year-old Yellen is relatively more inclined to keep interest rates low. She's considered an authority on unemployment and has taught at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business since 1980. As vice chair, she would be the second highest ranking Fed official behind Ben Bernanke if the Senate confirms the president's pick. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
There are reports of a third bomb blast in the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore. This hours after two suicide bombings killed at least 43 people and injured dozens more. It is the third time this week Lahore has been hit by a bomb blast. The public is apparently losing confidence in the U.S.'s jobs outlook. That's underscored in today's consumer surveys by Thomson Reuters and the University of Michigan. So far, the reading on consumer sentiment is 72.5, down from the 73.6 posted by the end of last month. Retailers are posting an upswing in sales, a sign that economic recovery is sustainable. The Commerce Department says sales rose 0.3% last month, but the government revised down its January figure to reflect a 0.1% gain in sales rather than the 0.5% posted earlier. We saw a retreat in U.S. stocks earlier today, but now a bit of a gain. The Dow's down just 4 points at 10,608. This is NPR News. Passengers planning to fly on British Airways later this month may need to brace themselves for disruptions. The union representing the airline's cabin crew is calling for two strikes, one starting March 20th, the other beginning a week later. The fight is over pay and working conditions. Union spokesman Len McCluskey says members are fighting because they care about their company.
They are the ones, more than any, that have created this worldwide premier brand of British Airways, and they don't want to see that destroyed.
British Airways has been training about 1,000 people from other departments to replace the cabin crew during the strikes. Votes are still being counted from Iraq's parliamentary elections 5 days ago. So far, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's coalition is still leading in two provinces, while his closest rival, Ayatollahi, stays ahead in another two. Clearly a tight race. From Baghdad, NPR's Nishant Dahiya has a breakdown of the partial results.
Prime Minister Maliki's coalition of mostly Shia and some Sunni parties has an overall lead over a religious Shia bloc in the country's south. Alawi's secular alliance is leading in two provinces in the north of the country, which are largely Sunni. Almost a week after the elections, less than a third of the votes have been counted and results from only six of the provinces released. The race may remain too close to call until results from all 18 provinces are released. Final certified results are not expected for weeks. Months of backroom negotiations are expected before a new government is appointed. Nishant Dahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.
China's leading internet regulator is warning Google to obey its laws or bear the consequences. It's Beijing's strongest statement yet on the matter, signaling no movement toward a compromise in a dispute over censorship. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.